Blog Talk Radio.
Just to get some pizza.
visa. Fly out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Tell me how to love you, tell me how to. Happy Manic Monday. 714-409-0614 is the comment call-in number. Feel free to call in and also join me in the chat room. If you haven't created a listener profile, what are you waiting for? You will have access to not only the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports chat room, but able to interact with the entire BTR community, blogtalkradio.com community. And I must, before I go any farther, I must thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am Beth, and that, again, was Stargazer by Austin Brown. Austin usually drops new music like every Monday or Tuesday, so definitely check out his website, Austin Brown, and Austin's YouTube channel, Real Austin Brown. Tweet him at Austin Brown also. And, of course, before that, you heard Rihanna. I have not played that song in ages, and I love that song, Talk That Talk, by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z. And, of course, Round and Round, my theme song by my dear friend Morris Mills, who's always releasing and dropping new music also. So be sure to like his fan page, Morris Mills Experience, and check out his Reverb Nation page also, Morris Mills. I'm on Reverb Nation also, Miss Beth Nelson, Purple Bazaar, I love it. But I don't have any music uploaded yet. I put some music, some poetry and some spoken word and so on up there in the near future. But thank you again. Today's topic, you know, I like to talk about lifestyle, healthy living lifestyle issues, if it's about gaining weight or losing weight or maintaining weight or just improving our lifestyle, period. And so today we're going to talk about calories, how to properly count calories. I used to love counting calories back in my teens and 20s. That's when I was working tirelessly to gain weight. So now it's a reversal thing because I need to watch my calorie. I need to keep record of my calorie intake regarding losing weight now. And but it's important. Some people could care less about calories, and so I did get into that stage also where, okay, just watch what you eat and portion control. You pretty much don't have to watch calories. Last week I had visited Denise Austin. I've been a big supporter. You all know I love Julian Michaels and Ty Mock Advice and Jorge Cruz, but I'm a longtime supporter, follower of Denise Austin's teachings also. And I had visited her website, Denise Austin Online, last week. And from the information that I had inputted on her website regarding my own healthy living situation, I was advised on her website that my caloric intake on a daily basis should be 1,600. And last week, I grabbed a chicken sandwich quickly in a Mickey D's, McDonald's. And so I took time to look. I like to look at the calorie charts that the different fast food restaurants share with us, like Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's. Taco Bell, those are like my favorite places. But I was checking out the calorie chart provided by McDonald's. And so I looked at my little chicken sandwich that I had inhaled, and I just decided to look at the calories that involved the different menu meals and sandwiches on the menu, and I was shocked by what I seen. I mean, I should have known some of these meals, like the big burgers and so on, or like some of the desserts. I should have known they were filled with calories, but like one of the larger burgers, 715, just, you know, for one of those large burgers, 715 calories. And I'm like, wow, if I was advised that my intake should be 1,600 calories a day, that's like almost half in just a large Mickey D burger, you know? And it's just amazing. So I guess it is important to at least watch your calories. If you're not a calorie counter or not, but you know, like I said, I used to love counting calories back in my teens and 20s, but it was on a different spectrum. Now I'm more so my metabolism had always been fast, and now I definitely would like to accelerate my metabolism and so on, and because I do exercise daily and so on. But I'm just talking with you all because I know many of you all are like maintaining, want to maintain your same size, and some, like I have experienced before, want to gain weight, and some, you know, continue to lose weight. If not lose weight, at least live a healthier lifestyle, because you can be the picture of health and still experience health situations and, you know, and sadly drop dead. You know, I know this because I've had family and friends to literally, they picture him, you know, literally drop dead because of health situations, hypertension or cholesterol, and maybe just, you know, needed to eat healthier, even though they look like the picture of health, and so on. And we see it also. Some of my favorite people and public figures also. So it's just important for us to do what we can to maintain our health situations. Right before the show, I was checking out, and now my Android wants to act up on me, but I was checking out, I posted and I tweeted calorie counting information, period. And right now, so that's why I like to take pen and paper notes, because I have my Android all prepared on information provided by the CDC, Center for Disease and Control, and it was regarding how to properly count your calories, just live a healthier life. That it's not about dieting, that living a healthier life and counting your calories is more about a lifestyle. And this is really like, I do use this word pissed, and so I don't want to sound pissed, but this is some like really important information that I want to share with you all. And my Android screen decided to vanish, and my Android's all charged up, so I want to know why it wants to vanish like that. That's why. Anybody knows me knows I like to take notes, pen and paper. But, you know, I can talk about what I'm talking about just ad lib, but I really wanted to discuss about what's on the CDC page. So visit the CDC. Hopefully my screen will pop up before I finish talking. But another thing like that goes hand-in-hand with caloric intake on a daily basis is portion control. So I've tweeted and posted information regarding portion control, too. Portion control is important. And especially, because really, that's why some people really don't could care less about calorie counting, because if they know that they're focused on portion control, then something should be okay. And drinking 8 glasses of water and proper juices, and also taking health supplements, vitamins, and so on. And you don't have to take like a handful of health supplements like yours truly do. Sometimes, regardless of your age group, from child to senior adult, it's important to at least take like a multivitamin. My phone has turned back on. So I need to pull that info back up. But so I didn't lose my cool. Never let them see you sweat. But I didn't lose my cool because, I mean, this is a topic I'm real versed on, even though I need to lose, to me, a lot of weight. And I'm glad that my mind is right. Remember at the beginning of the year, one thing that, and I know many of you are sticking to your plans because I've seen results with a lot of my real life and online and offline friends. Many of you have really stuck to your goals, your healthy living goals. If it's to just get fitter or to lose weight or maintain your weight, many people have really stuck to their guns regarding just living healthier lives. And, you know, things like that does not go unnoticed. And like we were always talking about at the beginning of the year, having that mindset right is what's important. You know, that is important because that's regarding any habit, bad habits, good habits, so on. It's important to do your best to stick to your better habits and to lose those bad habits. I am in the chat room, and so you can join me and share your share some of your experiences with counting calories or not, or portion control. And also, happy birthday today, if today is your birthday. And happy anniversary or any special occasion and so on. And happy birthday to especially Mrs. Mitt Romney, Ann Romney. Mitt Romney's wife's birthday is today. She turns 63. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I believe today is his birthday. So there are a lot of birthday babies going on right now. But before I go any further, I definitely want to thank you all for your support since Culture Shock Entertainment Report's premiered here on BroadTalkRadio.com on March 21st, 2011. It's been an amazing journey. The show is still developing. It's so this is just amazing. It's just amazing to get the feedback, and I'm just amazed that those of you that are interested in are appearing on the show in the very near future. I hope you enjoy my childhood friend who resides in BC, Ridge Roughneck, and our discussion yesterday. And hopefully Big Mike, who used to be on like an earlier podcast, will be on the near future. He is also based in Big D also and is a native Mississippian. But I just want to shout out all my real-life friends and on and offline friends and the listeners worldwide. Thank you. And I want to shout out Australia again because you all will be entertained by no other than one of my favorite Pearsons, Prince and MPG. In the month of May next month. So I know you all are going to have a blast. See, he still has not toured of the region that I reside in. Even though I've known Prince since I was a little girl, I have yet to have met him in person. So I don't know when it'll happen. And it's not like we had ever like planned. I did have an opportunity one time to meet him, like in 1997 when I was newly married and living in Dallas, and I had contacted Prince and my team like earlier when I was still here in Jackson because I was working on producing a community program, and so I wanted to make sure that it was okay that I used the song Voice that is sung by Mavis Staples as my theme song. And so when it was time for tour, you know, He came to Jackson, but when he came to Jackson, I was in Dallas, and that was on the 20th, and my birthday was August 11th, so he had a big concert in Dallas, and I had an opportunity to go to that concert, but my new husband at the time was like, no way, you're not going to that concert, and then like in 2008, I had plans to check him out in Tampa, but he had to have surgery then, but by the grace of God, I've had opportunity to meet and befriend many Minneapolis sound artists and musicians and proteges of Prince. And one thing about it, we do keep our, maintain our support of one another. And but what I was just saying all this to say that is he has toured the Northeast and the East Coast. He's toured the West Coast, but he has yet toured, I guess, down here in the Deep South. And I know he probably has a couple of days in like Georgia, but in like one of his favorite places like Miami, Florida, and Florida, they haven't toured this area yet, and I don't think they've toured the Midwest yet. So the Midwest and the Deep South, we're definitely looking forward to to Princeton MPG and Shelby Johnson. Oh, she's so awesome. Because I will love it when they finally come down here. I hear and I've seen a video of Shelby performing Misty Blues. Misty Blue, and Dorothy Moore resides right here in Jackson, Mississippi. And when she released that song, Misty Blue, she was married to a family member of mine, second cousin of my mother's, I guess third cousin of mine, our first cousin of my mother's, something like that, and it was my second cousin. And I remember when that song was so hot and she would tour Lou Rawls and so on. But it would be so neat to see Shelby Johnson sing with Dorothy Moore, Misty Blue. I mean, that would be just amazing to see. So, but I just want to shout out Australia because I have a lot of Australian listeners and like to network with all my Australian listeners and all my listeners and online friends. But just from seeing the advertisements, like it's going to be just a fantastic tour happening in Australia. And I know last year they did a tour and pretty neat. Going to the European countries, doing different legs of the European tour, and then coming back to the States and doing different tours also. So I think that's an amazing concept, you know, to mix things up. And then I also posted, like, a story from Women's Wear Daily on where Madonna was talking about her tour, starting on May the 20th in Tel Aviv and adding different legs to her tour, and then the American League starting in August. And I know she'll be in New Orleans on October 27th. So it's like some amazing tours going on. So, man, I did not plan to talk about any of that, but I just wanted to mention that. That's all. And I most definitely need to shout out Mr. David Harrison Levi, the star maker in Beverly Hills. He and his love, Rosie, and so on. I mean, he's just an inspiration. And I had read a post that he had posted from someone that he advises, like he advises me. And she's this lady is an author. And she was like, people had always told her that she would not be successful at writing and releasing books. And she's like working on releasing like her sixth book or eighth book in like 6 years. And she gave all credit to David Harrison. And I mean, he's just an amazing a person that encourages others, and he knows where people are talented and not, but he encourages others, and I know he definitely has encouraged me to be the best and to pull the best out. There's certain things that I thought it was too late, you know, just over with. I'm 43, but he has definitely encouraged me to believe that no, it's not too late. You can definitely continue on. Regardless of what you've been through, you can still continue on. So if you don't network with David Harrison Levi, you definitely should. And check out his page. He's always posting encouraging information and insight to others. And he's a star maker. And he's also working on a reality show of NBC Universal. And I can't wait to see it, even though there's another reality show that he's a part of also, but this reality show is, you know, I guess all about the life of a star maker, and that's definitely. But we only have a minute, and I guess I'll go overtime. My Android is back on now, my Touch. I love my Touch, so shout out to T-Mobile. And there's, like, so much to talk about. I mean, these tornadoes and so on, it's just been like crazy and so on, but I'm not going to get in. I am going to pull up this information regarding calorie counting that I so need to. Like I said, I've tweeted and posted. Also, I want to shout out Martini PhD and also Samira Muhammad here in Jackson, Mississippi, local business owner that in recent years returned back from Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, and owned a restaurant before she left, and then when she lived in Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, she owned a restaurant. She returned. She owned two businesses, Samira's and Bottoms Up, located in the Jackson Medical Mall. And Samira was back on August 11th. But before that, we have Martini PhD weekend coming up. And that would be the weekend of May the 4th through 7th with a cup party scheduled for May the 6th and demo event scheduled for May the 7th. And I encourage you to visit Martini PhD's website at PhD Salon Elite to get more information, and especially you professional hairstylists and licensed cosmetologists. You definitely need to catch the early bird special for both hair events. And also, most definitely, if you're bad, and really, if you're bad and you're the best in Jackson and surrounding areas, you definitely should enter the hair battle because the cash prize is $1,500. I know I had been saying $1,000, but now it's $1,500. And also, the entry fee is only $100. And so if you know and believe that your hairstylist is the baddest and the best, encourage your hairstylist. I know a lot of bad hairstylists, and a lot of them in the Jackson area. So, man, if I was a licensed cosmetologist, I know I thought I was bad. No, I'm bad. I definitely get in that, you know, really. And speaking of beauty schools and beauty supply stores, you know, you all will be hearing from me. And also Martini PhD also. So some of you local hair salon owners and professionals, especially those of you whom I am friends with and long time, are just know. You might have heard from Martini PhD or not, but you'll be hearing from me also. And many of you have already been hearing about ever since the day it has been confirmed, have been hearing a lot. But I just enjoyed exposing the work of Martini PhD anyway, so I'm just so honored that he decided to work with me. And we're just expecting a good turnout and expecting to have a great time. And I'm looking forward to seeing those that I have not seen in ages and those of you that I only know from being online. Looking forward to you being a part of the cup party and also the event on Monday, the demo event, because he really wants to educate and help others in not only learning about PhD Elite Corrective Hair Care line, but also to help others learn how to retain and keep customers, you know, and keep customers and clients happy. So that's real important. But let me go ahead and talk a little bit more about the importance of calorie counting and also portion control. And I know portion control kills me. I've talked about this before. Sometimes I'm like, I cannot take it. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can just eat like a piece of meat the size of your fist. Have you ever seen my fist? I have small hands. So if I'm like, my goodness, I mean real small hands. So like, whoa, a slice of meat is like a tiny, 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 tiny piece of meat. And that's scary to me. But you have to do what you have to do to live healthy. And I want you all to celebrate my birthday with me, not come to a funeral or send flowers to my mother or anything. I want to be here a little longer, so it's important to live healthy. I had concerns when I was too skinny. I won't say too skinny, but I was definitely needed to gain weight. It wasn't anorexic, but my metabolism was so high that I always had trouble gaining weight, and I had my concerns, and some of my friends and those that I work with that are listening to the show, they can tell you I'm telling the truth. But now being overweight, concerned, you know, don't want to have a heart attack or have a stroke or anything. So it's important, really. And I know many of you understand. And I'm talking like this because I know many of you need a wake-up call also and need to really think, well, I definitely need to live healthier also. So that's why I'm talking freely about it and so on, because it's important on either way. And I remember when I was always a skinny mini, and some people would say, well, you don't know how it feels. Well, now I know how it feels to be overweight. And I see that the normal being full figure if you're healthy, because I have some gorgeous friends, male and female, who are, you know, of larger built, but they're healthy and they look good. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with being full figure if you're healthy. Let's see. Oh, my God. I have just, while I'm pulling up information about the calories from the CDC, I am checking out an article about Disney DMG team up to make Iron Man 3 a Chinese co-production. And I'm looking at a picture of Robert Downey Jr. Wow, and Gwyneth Paltrow. And it's an article talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and Donald Cheadle will return for the third movie in the hit franchise, whose two films grossed more than $1 billion worldwide and $42.8 million between them in China. The third installment of the movie will be directed by Shane Black, unlike the first two installments, which were directed by Jon Favreau. Filming in the U.S. is to start in May and in China in late summer. The movie is slated for release in May of 2013. Foreign films co-produced in China have an easier time getting cleared by Chinese censors and do not fall under the country's annual import cap. Popularity of Marvel franchise globally creates a huge opportunity to deliver fans in another action-packed film. Stanley Chung, Disney's Greater China Managing Director, said in a statement, "So DMG and Disney did not reveal how much DMG would invest in the production, nor did they give specifics about what plot elements would be shot in China. Last week, DMG's chief executive, Dan Mintz, told the LA Times that the film budget was $200 million, and Disney spokeswoman said she had not heard what the budget was to be. DMG is a 19-year-old private binging advertising firm turned film producer and aspiring distributor. DMG, a partnership between two Chinese and Mintz and American. DMG would manage the Chinese production elements of Iron Man 3 and keep the China distribution rights. Our collaboration with Disney and Marvel marks a milestone in the global entertainment landscape, as this signifies the first multi-billion-dollar franchise to be produced between Hollywood and China," Mintz said in the statement. DMG boasts close working ties to the state-run China Film Group, the country's biggest studio and monopoly importer. DMG helped CFG for the production and marketing of two recent major propaganda films, one made to mark the 60th anniversary of the People's Republic in 2009 and the other the 90th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. Both films were hits but were still out-earned by Hollywood imports. Last spring, at a black tie party, Mintz received the announcement of DMG's partnership with Endgame Entertainment to make Ryan Johnson's film Looper. DMG added little-known Chinese actress Zhu Qing to the time travel action film starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis, and Emily Blunt, which will arrive in U.S. theaters this fall. In an interview with The Times last week, Mintz said DMG was going to talk to the whole world but tried to infuse Chinese elements. The National Iron Man 3 comes just days after Disney said it would join an initiative with an animation arm of China's Ministry of Culture and China's largest internet company, Tencent Holdings Limited, to develop China's animation industry. Disney said it would offer its expertise in areas such as story writing and market research to help develop local Chinese talent. In this first quarter, China overtook Japan as the world's second biggest box office market after the U.S. last year. China's box office posted in 10th consecutive year of double-digit growth to gross $2.08 billion, up to 31 from 2010. I accidentally, this, I literally, this article just fell in my hands. So I know many listeners of Check Entertainment Reports would like to know this. And this is an article from Los Angeles Times, business section, and I believe it's today's paper. So check it out, latimesblogs.latimes.com. So very interesting article, and I just, like, literally, it just literally just fell into my fingertips as I attempt to pull up the other information regarding this CDC take on the importance on calorie counting. And more stories about the tornadoes happening in Oklahoma. So it's like on my way to talking more about calorie counting, important stories come up. So this is just amazing. Let's see. I don't like to have air, quite air. Hello to those of you that have joined me in the chat room also. And have been coming in and out. So I don't like to be silent, but I'm trying to get this info up right quick. Also, oh, shout out to Harold Owens if he decided to stay up and not doze off before I got on air as I was preparing to broadcast the show. Harold had been up networking and Twitter festing with fellow Twitterers and talking about working out and so on. And, you know, he plays for the Allen Wranglers in Texas. And I like networking and tweeting and talking to Terrell on Facebook, like many other of my favorite athletes also. Hopefully get his behind on the show in the near future. But I just wanted to shout him out in case he didn't doze off and decided to tune into the show also. I told him, I said, I would definitely like to see you playing with the NFL this season. But I'm glad that he's so optimistic and playing good with the Wranglers. And also, I had posted also, like, a conversation on ESPN First Take. And they were talking about if he had a shot or not. And it's very interesting because my friend Reg Roughneck and I was just talking about him yesterday and last night. I don't know if we really talked about him on the show, but in our private conversation we were talking about him. And then I know last night we were talking about, like, the difference in Terrell Owens and T.O. and how most of us, all of us have, like, that persona. It's not that we have split personalities. It's just that people, we tend to have different personas and alter egos, and they're not different people. It's just that there's different parts of us in ways that we share ourselves with others and the way others perceive us also. You know, so Rich Ruffneck and I were talking about that. But, so I'm trying to get to that. I know some of you are saying shut up and pull up that info, but visit the CDC page and look up information about the importance of having a healthy lifestyle and not just dieting, because the show will discontinue in a few. And so on. And those of you that didn't listen, yesterday I premiered my first musical presentation on Springer.com, because I also have a Springer.com channel where I can broadcast different shows. And if you all like the music that I play during the intro and outro of the program, yesterday I presented a 30-minute show called Sunday Mood Music. And I spotlighted Austin Brown, Mars Mills, and one of my favorite reggae groups based in L.A., Dread Days. I play, like, back-to-back songs. So it's kind of rough around the edges, like kind of raw, because it was my first presentation on Springer.com. But, you know, check it out. Pretty interesting. takes you on a musical journey, a musical flight of just good Sunday mood music, and that's what I call it. And so if you haven't checked it out yet, check it out on Springer.com /CultureShockEnt, KULTRESHOKENT - Beth, BETH, Williams, WMA.